It is not just former football players who have trouble coping off the field. Lake Effect essayist Nilesh Patel looks at the death of a well-known hockey player 2 years ago as evidence that change is needed inside and outside of sports.
I wish I had known about Derek Bougard before he died. This 28-year-old Canadian was a fan favorite in the National Hockey League when he lost his battle to addictive prescription painkillers 2 years ago. Sadly, Bougard's story isn't unique. Millions of Americans, from professional athletes like Derek Bougard to hockey moms, are fighting for their lives, and they may not even realize this. Prescription opioid abuse is the fastest-growing drug addiction in the country today. In 2010, there were enough prescription painkillers written to medicate every American around the clock for a month. Think about that. We could medicate every American 24/7 with painkillers. And the numbers are growing. Prescription-related drug deaths are up 400% in the last 11 years. 16,000 U.S. citizens died in 2010 from painkillers. ER prescription-related cases are up as well. 500,000 people went to the ER with drug overdose issues. Patients want quick solutions to their medical problems. As a physician, I'm expected to maintain high level of patient satisfaction. Unfortunately, patient satisfaction is an oxymoron. In the world of instant online surveys and social media postings, anything less than immediate gratification may cause viral and vocal patient dissatisfaction. This contributes significantly to the overprescription problem. Change should start with my brother and sister physicians, my colleagues. We must guard against an over-reliance on prescription painkillers as a default go-to treatment for pain. We must find the root cause of pain problems and treat them with the best possible options, even if it takes longer to see the patients and longer to see the results. Lawmakers can also help. Under HIPAA, the Patient Privacy Act, I'm not allowed to tell anyone if I'm suspicious of a patient who's doctor shopping. Patient privacy should be a sacrosanct, but don't silence me when the next Derek Bougard walks into my office. A law which protects a person at risk really protects no one. Give doctors a chance to make a difference in their communities. Finally, to my patients, you also have a role in this. A potentially addictive drug is not a panacea. At best, it's a band-aid, a stopgap measure. You must push yourselves to lose weight, to stop smoking, and to walk regularly. Contrary to what you might think about resting up to ease the pain, even a small amount of exercise can help minimize pain. Derek Bougard's family is suing the NHL for negligence in their son's death. If there is an upside to this loss, it is that the suit could force a paradigm shift in how powerful painkillers are prescribed, a shift that is long overdue. The loss of any child, especially one as talented as Derek Bougard, is so tragic. But there is a small window of hope for the Bougard family, that their loss will be a bellwether event for the rest of us. Let Derek Bougard's fatal overdose from prescription painkillers be the last one. If this can happen, and this I believe with my heart, he will not have died in vain.
Dr. Nilesh Patel is a partner with Advanced Pain Management Clinics and has practices in Milwaukee and Green Bay. One last break, and then how Milwaukee County's transit system was first funded. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.